Well, hello and good morning. Welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 63. I hope you're having a wonderful morning. I see some white stuff on the ground where I am, so that makes me just a little sad because the next few days are going to be cold and I'm not excited about that. But I'll deal. Don't have much choice. I hope it's warm and sunny and delightful outside and you don't have white stuff where you are. I actually really appreciate cloudy days, that they sort of don't timestamp where you are in the day. And sometimes for me, that's very energizing to just keep going. I don't know why that is. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. When we have a lot of cloudy days, I'm fine with the cloudy days. But then when a sunny day comes up, then it's like this beautiful, wonderful difference and I'm happy. And especially when that brings warmth, not scorching warmth, but reasonable warmth. There is a temperature between these temperatures for which it is more delightful than others. So after a cold spell, a nice day of 40s, I prefer 50s and 60s and 70s, but I'll take a day of 40s with a lovely sunshine. That's very good. But I do love cloudy days. I just heard this great story about Green Day, the band, playing a Bay Area show, wherever that is. I have some idea where that is, just not totally where that is. Playing a show as the Cover-Ups, playing cover songs of like Tom Petty, The Replacements. I can't remember who else they said. And I've always thought that would be like such a cool thing to, if you were a quote unquote famous musician, to either, yeah, go out as a different band and play a gig and see how that goes. I'd love to know, like, what they didn't really say is if they were clear, you know, if they were doing it just for kind of fun, totally throwing it out there, if they were transparent in any way. I think it's fun if they weren't or didn't make a big deal of it. Just pew, go out there, do your thing. But I think it would be fun to have, like, be a musician or a singer or whatever, and just totally go in, randomly join. I know sometimes people will get up and play with other groups and bands, but it'd be fun to do, like, a small show and do some other people's stuff or do some of your own stuff that's never been out or released or whatever the case may be. Maybe dress in a way so you're not real, like, obvious. And play with that. I just think that would be so much fun. And I'd be curious to know how many people, like, if Britney Spears went out and did that, would she gain a new following as sort of the other self of herself? Or what would be so sad and interesting is, and maybe these have happened and we don't hear about them, is it didn't go well and people didn't like them. And so how much of it is built up in the image that we have? And how much is built in their talent or maybe the particular style, of course, too. I mean, if you went out and did a really different style, if people just don't prefer the style or they're not whatever, you catch a group of people who maybe weren't your fans in the first place, or maybe they love this style. It's different, totally different group of people. I don't know. I just think endless possibilities. But the interest is, would you get recognized if you didn't glam up or whatever? I just went out there and did your thing or did somebody else's stuff. And I just think that would be so much fun. I know, I'm trying to remember who it was. This is another thing I always thought would be fun. Like, I remember when I was a kid, they would have like, and I know that they still do, but they would have like Dolly Parton contests. I know they did Boy George contests and various other people. When I was a kid watching this stuff on TV, and I always thought, how fun would it be to be that person and go slip in? And I feel like I heard something in the last couple of years where somebody did that. They actually did go in, hopped into the line, and I don't remember who it was, but I love that. And I know Dolly Parton commented on some of those years ago of saying that people did a better her than her. But how neat would it be? And how funny would it be to not win your own contest? I just think that would be great. Or to go in, I just go do karaoke or whatever. I just think it would be fun to do some of that stuff, especially once you've kind of really made it. Gets a little dangerous nowadays because if you don't do, you know, with everything on video and whatever, and if you don't do a great job or you're playing around to not do the best job, then you're getting massively criticized for that. So that could kind of take away a little bit of that fun too. But if you're somebody that is well-to-do made it and you're fine, why not? But I thought it was just really cool that Green Day did that. And again, whether they were transparent or not, but how much fun to be able to just kind of go do what you want and play around like that and have a good time and not play your own stuff, but play other people's stuff. So they didn't actually say if they, again, this wasn't a full complete story. They didn't say if they did their music at all. It sounded like they may not have, which again, I think is really cool. What fun to be an imposter in your own profession. I think that's pretty cool. So there you have it. Have an excellent morning and entire day. And and we will definitely talk to you soon. Catch up with me on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger, the @ Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces on Facebook. And website, morningswithastranger.com. You can find all the episodes. See you around. Or not, I guess, because I'm kind of a stranger. Anyway, bye-bye.